morning, it's 5 minutes past eight. It's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. So, today is a really special day for me. It's 12 years of coming here in the morning and doing the show, and it's been an amazing ride. To survive this long in the murky worlds of commercial radio and doing breakfast shows is incredible. And I've been really lucky that Absolute Radio have given me so much freedom to do the show my own way. And I always thought if I was ever to leave, because this is an amazing gig, there's nothing else that really excites me in this country that I would go to. They give Rich and I so much freedom, probably too much freedom. However, I've had an amazing opportunity that's come into my life for the last couple of months, and I know this must feel very sudden to you all this morning, and it's not my job to come here in the morning and be on a bum steer in the morning, but, you know, I've only told my mum at the weekend, so people in this building are only finding out right now, but I am going to be leaving. I always wondered what it'd be like to actually say those words, because I've been here for such a big part of my life. When I first came here 12 years ago, I feel like a different person. I feel like, especially the last couple of years, I've changed so much. So the first thing I want to say is, please don't be sad. I have a heavy heart saying this to you. I can't believe I'm going to be going. You know, it's been a very emotional and hard decision for me, as it should be. It's, you know, I'm the guy who cried three times at Paddington Bear 2. So this was always going to test me. It's not just a job for me. It's never just been a radio show. It's part of me doing this. I love it. I deeply love it. And how lucky, for the last 10 years of my 12 years here, I've got to come in every morning with my oldest friends, and I'm paid to laugh, sometimes with him, sometimes rarely at him, and that's been it's such a joy to be able to do that in your life and call it a job. It's a heavy heart, but it's also one of gratitude and deep thanks that I've managed to have this in my life. I wish I could say what I'm doing next or where I'm going to, because I think the majority of you, the 2 minute listen, would laugh really hard at the radio, like, you've got to be kidding me. You're going to go and try to do that. And as I've told people the last 2 weeks what I'm going to do, the majority of people are going, that's insane. And it scares me, scares part of me, but also really, really excites me. And I think if you've enjoyed the show and what I've tried to do over the years, you'll know that I love pushing myself into new boundaries, and boy, have I got something to do in a couple of months that will really, really do that. I can't say where. Let's just say it might not be in this country. You know, there are some rumours online. I can't say anything at the moment. I will be able to tell you in the next couple of weeks. It might be Spain. I'm very big in the Baltics. So I'm just keep me like that at the moment. I wish I could say more to you. And it isn't just me leaving, talking to you in the morning. It's also me leaving, working with Richie, which is going to be really hard for me. And as much as it's my show, my name on the door, actually, isn't even my name on the door. There's no name on the door here. There never has been, which has really irritated me the last 12 years. But anyway, you know, stuff like this has forced me out, to be honest. It's my show. It's Richie's show. And not hanging out with him will be a really, really big, a real big loss for me. And that's why it's been a really hard decision. But I know my heart. And, you know, as I try and set an example of what I'm doing to my kids, and this opportunity isn't just my decision to go and do something this big and this amazing. It's a new adventure. It isn't just for me. It's not just a new radio show. It's a way of life, I hope, and it's something new that they will embrace and they will grow through as well. So how lucky are we all to have this? But as I wrap up this long, waffly speech, and yesterday I thought maybe I should write something, but I thought I've never done that the last 12 years, so I just speak from my heart. I just want to say thank you for listening to the show, because one thing I really, really love about it is the support that we get from you guys. And the jokes, the calls, and even just knowing you're there has given Rich and I confidence. And personally, for me, the last couple of years, taking the big decision to go back to stand-up, but knowing that you would hopefully support that, writing kids' books. Now it's probably a great time just to remind you that Radio Boy 2, the blue one, is out now in all great bookshops. But that has come from the relationship we have. And when I hear other radio DJs say you're part of the Breakfast family, it never really feels as true as us. You are part of the family. It's an incredibly dysfunctional family, but then most families are like that. And so what you give us is by supporting the show and being there in the morning. I can't really say thank you enough. That's changed my life, and I will carry that with me. So I'm going to stop talking for a moment now, because I'm really close to losing it. And you don't want that in the morning. As it was last week when I told the bosses, who are stunned, they've done everything they can to hang on to me, but I know in my heart it's the right thing that I'm going to, even though I've got no idea if it's going to work. And my 13-year-old daughter Ruby said to me last week, so is this like sort of a midlife crisis? If it is, it's a really stupid one. It's the world's worst midlife crisis. But I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for, even if you just joined the ride in the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months, just having your support has changed my life. And so, thank you. I'm going to play a song now, because I'm starting to lose it, as I should, because it's a really big deal. This is for you. I don't know what's worse, actually. The fact that in the last 2 hours, no one's given me a birthday cake, or telling you that I'm leaving. So, 14 minutes past 8. Some other things you need to know. I'm not going anywhere too quickly. This place aren't done with me yet. Just imagine, it's going to be like a tube of toothpaste that they're going to squeeze every last... Even when you think there's no more and you just press it into that, they're going to squeeze out. So I am going to be here for the next couple of months, and although it's a big thing for me today to tell you guys, and I'm not even going to look at your messages until I get home, but I'm very grateful for the things you're saying. I still want to do what I come to do every day, which is do the show. So thank you very much for the messages. They're really, really kind. But yeah, we are going to be here for another couple of months. The great news as well, although I am departing, Richie is still going to be around.
I hold a lot over management, and I know I have my pictures and skeletons in closets, and they don't
all the stuff that I've
stage.
Had over them for years. That's when I'm still with. I've passed on to Richie.
It's worth pointing out as well. These are pictures of Richie that they don't want to see.
Yeah, no, exactly. It is. Yeah, and also just a couple of other things you need to know about the last week or two. Then, obviously, because it's been very sudden for Absolute Radio to find out, and our boss, we call him West End Paulie. He loves drama. I've never seen him, for someone who's gutted I'm leaving, so happy. He spoke to me yesterday, actually, are you hyperventilating? I've never actually seen him so alive. He's so happy with this news.
I know you're not looking at things, and rightly so. However, I have
not
my,
his email.
I have my workstation open in front of me, and you were about 45 seconds into a very moving speech.
He didn't even listen to it.
He clicks end.
He sent that email. He sent whenever someone leaves.
He hasn't finished.
He sends a very big email out.
It went from drafts to sent before you'd even finished.
40
speaking.
Seconds into it.
Yeah.
They're not even calling time of death on my time.
Yeah.
And he's
going.
Clicking send. Could you just tell me one thing? I don't want to read it until later.
You want me to count paragraphs?
Because you count. One, if it's less
two,
than three, I'm going to be really
three,
upset.
Four. Five, six. Oh, no, sorry, I'm counting the wrong one. One, two, three, four.
Wow. That's incredible. Thank you very much. So, look, the good news is Richie's still sticking around. You're still going to have this show for another couple of months as well. And we will get back to doing the show as well. It's not really something I want to keep banging on about over the next couple of months, because while I'm here, I want to enjoy the show as well. And you all have, there's a second part to this, when you find out where I'm going. Anyway, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you so much for your messages. Back to the show next.
The Preston O'Connell Breakfast Show with Wix.
Need some DIY advice? Wix have a great selection of video guides to help you get your project done right at wix.co.uk.
Let's do it right.